Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. I just spent the last hour on the telephone with Brightspeed for telephone repair. And it's been going on since February. We can't make phone calls out of our landline to local and long distance numbers. And yeah, it's all bundled in, local and long distance, no extra charge for long distance. And we can only call some numbers and not other numbers. And for example, I wanted to call Sharon yesterday and tell her what a great job she did. I couldn't get through to Sharon. I got through to Kathy, but I couldn't get through to Sharon. And they did a great job. They really did. It was impressive. And so following Greg Lesher's advice, I bought a Magic Jack for $50 from the Chinese factory outlet, installed it, and it's running over DSL, and it works just great. So I was able to leave a message for Sharon, and I can now call all the numbers that I couldn't call with our plain old telephone service. I don't get it. It seems like every time a company takes over another company, like CenturyTel was great, they were taken over by CenturyLink, and everything got worse. And they got taken over by Brightspeed, and it got really worse. So here we are in a country that is falling apart at the seams. Greg Lesher's with us. Welcome, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. Oh, yeah, nothing to see here on the radioactive leak. You know, your health will be just fine. You know, stuff to see here.
I'm glad you mentioned that. And as I was walking up to the microphone today for class, it came to me that this video that I saw, and this was just a couple days ago. So this young gal was on camera on a news report, and it was, you know, one person talks, and they go, okay, you know, over to you, and then the next person talks. So they were sitting at a studio desk, and one gal said, okay, you know, over to you. And the gal, her eyes, the camera goes on to her. Her eyes roll to the back of her head. She does a face plant right on the desk, falls off the stool that she was sitting on at the desk, and they switch back to the first gal. I mean, I just saw that. And then, of course, that's not an isolated incident. It seems to be happening more and more and more. And they say, well, you know, she was dehydrated. Really? Dehydrated?
Yeah, no, it was climate change. There's another excuse.
Yeah. Are you, Greg, are you seeing videos like that, you know, on the internet of these strange behaviors where people just lose consciousness very, very quickly? And it sure looks to me like it's jab related.
Absolutely. I'm seeing it, and I'm seeing ambulances being called into neighborhoods right and left. I've never seen so much emergency equipment running around. And like I was saying at the airport, you know, talking to the police officer there, I was asking about if they pulled a lot of drunks off, and she says no, but they're pulling a lot of bodies off planes. People having cardiac arrests.
Bodies. You know, that doesn't mean, that means not wiggling, bodies. That means dead, right? That means dead.
That means completely dead. That means taken to the coroner. Yes. Wow. It's incredible. And people just can't seem to put two and two together. They can't look at those that year and see what major thing happened during that year.
You know, it's interesting. We said this was going to happen right here at USA Prepares. Many of our instructors said 1 or 2 or 3 years from now, this was a couple of years ago, 1, 2, or 3 years from now, we're going to see a massive increase in heart-related, circulatory-related complications and death. And here we are. Ball players are falling over on the field. This news person I was telling you about, that's just two tiny, tiny examples. Serious, but tiny examples as compared to the whole of what's happening. Now, Greg,
let's talk a little bit about that before we leave that subject. Okay, why are we getting these warnings? It's because we have skilled physicians who have studied what these people are doing and know the results beforehand because they have the studies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's amazing that the highest paid person in the federal government, Dr. Fauci, is still being paid. It's amazing that he's walking around and has not been handcuffed and brought to trial. It's amazing. We're talking about genocide. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And even Congress, years later, 3 years later, Congress has just figured out that this came from Wuhan. It was engineered. The whole thing was engineered. They figured that out. And yet we're still trading with communist China. It's outrageous.
Yeah.
I was thinking about all the Chinese defective, lousy Chinese, second-rate Chinese products that we are forced to buy because we don't make them. I'm talking about socks, bearings, clothing, shoes. Can you imagine? A country that used to run around barefoot is now making shoes for the world. I'm talking about in my lifetime. They built cities in a matter of like a month. They built an entire skyscraper in about a month. We couldn't even get the approval through our government to build a building in a month. They actually, from start to finish, they've got it done. They bang them out like cookies. Boom, boom, boom. And then they demolish them. A few years later, they absolutely demolish them. I don't get it. I'm not sure what's going on. But we are wasting pretty much everything that our planet had to offer in terms of natural resources. We're wasting, squandering everything. And I don't get it. I don't get why candy comes in these little teaser sizes with individual wrappers. Why people can't just buy a jar of whatever it is rather than buy individually wrapped pieces of trinkets and food where you throw away the wrapper after wrapper after wrapper. Makes no sense to me. And then yet, the plastic buckets that I'd like to keep for, I don't know, a couple generations shatter after 3 years. They just, if you drop one, a heavy plastic 5-gallon bucket, it shatters. Or if you buy paint and you have paint or a 5-gallon bucket of engine oil and you leave it in the garage and it doesn't freeze, it's kept it above freezing for sure, the buckets crack and then the paint starts leaking out on the floor or the 5 gallons of oil starts leaking out of the buckets. Greg, have you seen that as well?
Oh, absolutely. I've seen it. And it's just, you know, did somebody really sit back in the room and say, hey, can we make a bucket so that people can't buy this and store it, that after a few years they're going to have to come back in and buy another bucket of paint? Yeah, I think we can do that. That would increase our sales by how much? I really do. After this last week and a little experience that I had on our 1 year marriage anniversary, I just have become disgusted with the practices that are allowed right here in this country. in the land of the free and the home of the slave.
Well, that's a great way of saying it, the land of the free. And we don't even have technical support. Well, I mean, a very small, maybe 5% of our technical support is from the United States. The rest of it comes from Central America, South America,
India,
or the Philippine Islands. Now, all these people who are in technical support are very, very nice and polite. The problem is they don't have the training or the tools to do what's necessary to fix the problem. That's the problem. And,
or they're very difficult to understand because of their accents.
Right, right. And I think it's wonderful that many people who are in technical support have learned English as a second language. But sometimes it's, as you say, it's difficult to understand what they're trying to say. And I wonder if they fully understand what we are trying to say to them, because they're not, their language is not English as a first language. Let me give an example. So when I called Brightspeed this morning before class, a guy answers his phone. Thank you for calling. And I said, I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. And he said it again. And I said, I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. And he said it again. And I gave up. And so I said, well, my name is Vincent Finelli, and I've been a customer for 17 years, CenturyTel, which became CenturyLink, which became Brightspeed. No changes to our equipment. Same equipment, same lines, no changes to the plan. Everything's the same, and my calls don't go through, and it's not just me. And then the question is, ask me, I tell him my phone number, and then he says, okay, what's your phone number? It's like he wasn't paying attention. And what was your name? He wasn't paying attention. I can't believe it. So you have to give the information several times. And I actually had to hand the phone over to Mrs. Finelli because I was going on the air, and I didn't have any more time. I said, I need to hand the phone over to Mrs. Finelli, and she'll be continuing on. I have to leave. I have an appointment. So it's, every time you call these people, it's an hour on the phone. It literally is an hour. Nothing is easy to fix. So
if you can find a phone number.
Right. And the interesting thing really is that Magic Jack works great. I can make all the phone calls to all the numbers that I can't make with our landline, even the local ones. So it's kind of interesting how dependent we are. And for example, an animal gets sick here at the farm, we need to call a vet, and the 20-mile away phone call, can't make the call because our landline doesn't work. The phone technical phone repair guy says, okay, here's my phone number. He gives me his phone number after I borrow someone else's phone to get place the call to him. He gives me another phone number, says, okay, here's another phone number, give me a call if you have a problem. I give him a call and the phone call won't go through. So the company that provides the telephone, landlines, and service will not allow me to make a phone call to their technician, which is a local call. Now it's getting much, 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 much worse. Yeah, it's like the gal, I asked her if she had any overalls, insulated overalls, during the winter. And she said she did. She had one pair left, just one left. It was on sale. And I said, well, okay, so I'm 135 pounds, 5'7". Will it fit me? Yep. I get there, and my son, my wife, and I could have all jumped in the same jumpsuit. It was that big. I don't think people pay attention. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
For independence.com. Now, Greg, I was thinking about how we got into this mess, and it happened during my lifetime. Bill Gates with Microsoft and ushering in the personal computer that was going to make our life easy. You know, instead of typing on a typewriter and having a problem with you, if you mistyped a letter, you'd have to correct it, and which was a problem. Sometimes you could use eraser, sometimes you use onion skin paper, sometimes you just start over. And what that did was that made us very deliberate. So if you were writing with an ink pen, whether it be a fountain pen or a ballpoint pen, you were deliberate because erasers were a problem. You could see them. The document wouldn't be perfect if you made a mistake. So we were very careful. And we didn't waste things. And so that kind of thought process was erased with word processors. If you type it wrong, that's okay. You just go use the backspace or type over it. And so the finished document can look perfect. But that wasn't good enough. So the next thing that was introduced was spell checker. And then that wasn't good enough. So then there's auto correcting. Spell checker, spell correction on the fly. So we don't have to know how to spell. We don't have to know how to add, subtract, multiply, divide. We don't have to know how to estimate. We don't have to know how to read a map, because it's all done for us with these tools like these pocket tracking machines, cell phones. So we don't know how to do much. And here's an example. I got an email from the website, and the website, in class, if you want to look at the website for our campground, it's called Natural Farms LC, as in limited corporation, NATURALFARMSLC.com. And so someone left a message, and I got an email that a person left a message from the website. So I sent this person, and what I got was this person with his email address sent you a message. So I responded by saying, I received a message from the website, Natural Farms LC. How may I help you? Well, I signed it Vincent. Thank you. And I got a one-word response. And this is just typical of what I've been saying for a long time. The email I got back was, mistake. M-I-S-T-A-K-E. That's it. No mistake. Most so sorry, Joe. No description, just one word, mistake. Now, I'm sure if there was an abbreviation for the word mistake, he would have used that. That's where we are today. We cannot engineer anything with this ridiculous thought process that has been ushered in by big technology. People can't even say, you know, thanks so much. I'm really excited about what you just said. Instead, they click a smiley face. They can't even describe it, so they have to show you that they're smiling.
That's why that's a perfect example of what I experienced this last week. Okay. Up to, you know, while I was using like a travel app to book a flight and look for the cheapest flight. Well, what I learned from that is the airlines that I was flying with were always the cheapest flight. So now I started making connection with the airlines itself to book a flight. Well, I used a service to get a car rental. And this was eDreams at a good rate. And I thought that was a pretty good rate, so I booked the car. When I got to my destination to pick up the car, they said, "Where's your credit card?" I said, "I paid for it with a debit card. And here's my card." They say, "Well, we don't accept debit cards." I didn't realize I was dealing with agencies and not the actual car dealer. And it sounds like we're losing to a commercial break here, so I will pick it up on the other side.
Yeah.
But what a lesson.
I'm fascinated by where this is going. RealWaterIndependence.com, Greg Lesher. We'll be right back.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA News Update. President Biden this morning participates in a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada. Events will take place all day in Canada, with the president heading home to Delaware later this evening. The United States military carried out multiple airstrikes in Syria last night against Iranian groups that it blamed for a drone strike that killed an American contractor, wounded another, and also hurt 5 U.S. troops. Former National Security Council Chief Fred Fleets on Fox News.
They're unacceptable. I think it is the right response for the U.S. to counterattack.
The Department of Justice announced a Pennsylvania woman who was accused of helping rioters steal a laptop from then-Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office during the January 6 events was given prison time. The Department of Justice announced 23-year-old Riley June Williams of Harrisburg has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. You've got your
take my when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Greg Lesher's with us. Greg, please continue the story about this car rental with that you paid for with your debit card.
Yes. So I made payment, and I went in to pick up the car. And then I was going to pick up my wife from the air, from the the terminal that she was landing at, and they said, "Well, we need a credit card. That's our policy." And I said, "Well, I don't have it. Well, we'll just disqualify you. We'll give and here's the receipt." I said, "So you guys refund the money?" "Yeah, we refund the money, but I don't know, who you need to call to get your refund." So I went back to eDreams, because this is where I found the deal on the hours of flight that would work well for us, because she was only flying down here for 1 day. So I went to eDreams, and they don't hold the money. They refunded all the money. And I said, well, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get on the radio, and I'm going to talk about your company. I'm going to talk about why I'm not getting my refund back, and I need to know which company is responsible for keeping all of my money. I want to have a bad rap, so they gave me a company called Car Trawlers. And Car Trawlers is like this middleman. And their policy is that if you don't show up with a credit card, and I didn't see the policy because it wasn't on the original, you know, lining it up to purchase it. Well, their policy is that if you don't show up with a credit card, they're going to keep the whole amount. So in other words, the new car, NU car, which had arranged the car for me to pick up, refunded the money. They didn't keep it because I didn't get a car. And eDreams didn't have the money because they refunded their money, which was just a finder's fee. However, Car Trawlers kept the entire amount, and I was able to get out of eDreams the phone number, which I could not find on the internet, of Car Trawlers. And I'm going to give Car Trawlers' number out on the internet because I think what their practice for is flat out wrong. They have no reason to keep that whole amount. The person that would have got the most money out of it would have been, of course, the car rental company, and then eDreams would have taken their fee, and then Car Trawlers. Where do you think Car Trawlers makes their money? They make their real money in situations like this.
Oh, okay. So keeping the rental payment when
the entire
what a great business model. What a great business model.
Absolutely, 100% profit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their number is 646-845-1888. 646-845-1888, and I would advise everybody to call them and let them know how disgusted they are with those type of practices. So I had to actually go over and find a company at the airport who did accept debit cards, and that was Budget, which is a subsidiary of Hertz. And I was very pleased in the car that I got for the same price. I was expecting an economy car like they were going to give me it through this Car Trawlers, new car. But instead they said, well, we've got one. The best deal we have is a Mustang convertible. And, of course, it had like maybe 20,000 miles on it, 15,000 miles on it, and it was quite enjoyable. You know, a nice sports car. But Car Trawlers kept saying, well, it's in the print that if you don't show up, we keep the entire amount.
Well, my understanding is you did show up. My understanding is you did show
up. Yeah, I did show up. I did. And the payment was already made. But the company that I was renting the car from needed a credit card to release the car, and they wouldn't do it. So I said, I thought new car was the ones that were keeping all of my money, but it wasn't. It was not them. It was Car Trawlers.
Right. Here's
so they were
something.
They're a pretty honest company.
I'm gonna call that number during the break, 646-845-1888. Here's something that I do, class. And I use credit cards for this. And I pay my balance every month. So I do not incur late charges. I do not incur penalties. I don't incur anything other than the actual transaction amount that I would agree to at the store, let's say. So if I buy something at Sam's Club, I pay the exact amount that all those Sam's Club receipts add up to. You know, I pay that every month in full. So I don't pay interest. Banks, credit card banks, know people like me. They have a special term for us. It's a term of endearment. It's called deadbeat. And a deadbeat is someone who uses a credit card and does not pay extra exorbitant fees, late fees, penalties, over-limit charges, and interest. So if you just pay your statement amount, they don't make as much money off from you. They just make the what's called the merchant discount, which may be 3.25%, 3.5% of the transaction amount. That's how much the credit card companies get from, let's say, Sam's Club or the Chinese factory outlet or the Chinese tool outlet or wherever you buy it using your credit card. So they just get that 3 to 3.5%. Well, what I do is because I don't pay interest, I think a credit card is good for me and my family. And there is something called a chargeback. And what happens is if you buy something and it goes south, the transaction is misrepresented. You buy something on eBay and you use a credit card and you can't resolve it with the seller, you can charge it back. And what you do is you call your credit card company. You pay the amount on the statement for that item that you bought on eBay or wherever you happen to buy it. And then you call, if you can't resolve it with the seller or the store or the merchant or the vendor, then you contact your credit card company after you've paid that amount on the statement for that item, and you tell them what went wrong. You do it within 30 days. And you say, I bought this, and it was misrepresented. I tried to work it out with the seller. The seller won't help me. And you'll get your money back right then. You'll get your funds back right then and there on that telephone call. It will be posted to your account overnight, and you'll have it in the morning. And that will stay on your account until such time as the seller says, no, that's not true. Not true. The buyer lied, and then the funds get transferred back to the seller. Until the buyer says, no, the seller's lying. And I have proof of it. Here are the pictures. And then the funds get transferred back to the buyer. And it goes back and forth until somebody gives up. I don't give up. And let me give you an example of exactly what I'm talking about. So our son bought a 13,000-pound winch for our trailer. Okay, this is a winch that we haul things up on our trailer with a cable. And it's rated 13,000 pounds, and it's a 12-volt system. So it hooks up to a truck battery or a tractor battery. And it says that it included all the hardware, all the mounting hardware. Well, when we got it, there was no way to mount this thing. Impossible. It's Chinese. And they have different names, different colors. It's the same factory that makes a whole bunch of them. And there's no way to mount this thing. And in the manual, the installation manual, it says that you need this mounting plate. But it's not included. So our son contacted through eBay the seller and said, there's no mounting plate. And the seller said, tough. So our son said, okay, I'm going to escalate this through eBay. I was trying to be nice. And I wanted to return it because I can't use it. And the seller said, tough. Well, our son went through eBay. eBay said, okay, we're involved. And our son said, here's how much a mounting plate costs. It costs $50. I would like a $50 credit because I can't use this thing without that. Or a refund for $50. And the seller said, we'll give you $25. And our son said, I can't use it. I want to send it back to you. And then the seller finally said, okay, here's the $50. So this was a several hundred dollar item. What I'm saying is if you've been defrauded, if you've been swindled, this is the approach. Now, if that doesn't work, then, of course, you just go to your credit card company and you say, I paid this thing for this thing on eBay, and I've been misled. Item was not as described. It did not include all the parts necessary to use it. And you'll get all your money back. So that's what you do. Or that's what I do. I don't like doing it, but I'll tell you, I refuse to be swindled. I absolutely refuse. And sooner or later, I think enough people will have had it, and there will be violence erupting in the United States from the practices of these deceptive sellers. And it seems like to me that the Chinese sellers on eBay are expert in misrepresenting products. They are world class at it, in my opinion. If you look at something, they'll have a close-up picture. You'll think it's a normal size, and when you get it, it's smaller than that. If you buy socks and they say size 11 through 13 and you have size 10 foot, good luck, because they're going to be too tight. It's been my experience.
I can say Car Crawlers is in New York. That's pretty fitting. A state that I really have no desire to ever visit.
Well, you're not including all of New York State because of New York City, are you?
No, there are some very nice areas.
Well,
I have been to the falls.
Yeah, the reason I'm saying that is I spent about 4 years in upstate New York near the Canadian border. This is a real rural area, lots of farms, and it's completely different. It's gorgeous. It's expensive. Taxes, you know, are very high there, sales tax and the rest of it. But it's gorgeous, and the people are completely different from those who are jam-packed into a city where they become swindlers. So, you know, so upstate New York, it's totally different from New York City. Totally different. It's more like,
hey, Vince,
more like here in Missouri. Yes.
Kind of off topic. I've got an update on my solar distill project. And that is, I spoke with the Navajo Nation last night. We had a conference call. I'm a representative, and it looks like I'm going to help the Navajo Nation out with water.
That
I know
is...
they're in a battle right now over the Colorado River.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think Elon Musk is in a battle with people over the Colorado River, too.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
On the phone with Car Crawlers, and they are in Dublin, Ireland, and they need to know the name of the supplier for your rental. Do you have the name of your supplier?
New Car, N-U-C-I-R.
And the name of the company is New Car, N-U-C-A-R.
Yes.
Can you look that up, please? Let's see if we can get this resolved. Because he's giving it, I'm sorry, what was that? Which location, Greg?
Right next to the Las Vegas airport.
Right next to the Las Vegas airport.
Yeah.
So she's checking it right now. And Greg has given out your phone number, 646-845-1888, on the radio. And I'm on the radio right now, and I'm giving out your number. Yeah. Okay, I'll tell you what. Okay, here's what we'll do. Yeah, I understand. So here's what we'll do. Greg Lesher will call you back right in about 10 minutes or so. He'll call you back, and hopefully you can resolve this. That way we won't have to give out your number anymore on the radio and tell people that it's difficult to deal with you. Well, thank you very much. Bye-bye. Okay, Greg, I called him, and you know, they're in Dublin, Ireland, but this gal has an accent that is not an Irish accent. It sounds to me like it's from India. So she is willing to help you. I think it's because they don't want you to give out their phone number anymore. So if you'll call them right after the broadcast, that same number, 646-845-1888, I think they're going to take care of you. If you don't, let's see, what's this all about?
Yeah.
Okay. So those are my thoughts about that. You know what, class? If you have a situation like this and you decide that you just can't, you can't get it resolved, there's always the radio, right? There's always the radio. And we stand up for the bottom 93%, of which we are part of. And we are just tired of being beaten up and fleeced. We just, it's not like we're trying to get more than, you know, we paid for. It's we want to get what we paid for. That's all. That's all. So the only thing that seems to really help in these situations, other than a credit card chargeback, is sunlight, exposing these people and letting other people know that, you know, what your experience has been. Okay, Greg, we've got just a couple minutes left. What else do you have for us today?
Well, I would say I want to make a push for being independent because things are going to continue to get tough. And if you owe on your land and your property and you're in debt, you might just be a part of the you will own nothing and be happy Klaus Schwab group. And you won't be happy. So I want to push for independence again.
My thought on that, if Klaus Schwab wants us to own nothing and be happy, I suggest that he and his buddies lead by example.
That's right.
So they would own nothing, and let's see how happy they are owning nothing. And, you know, that's one of the fundamental things that life, human being life is about, where, you know, you work hard and you collect things, you know, and starting with a stone to as a hammer, and then improving that to a different shape stone, and then taking that stone and hitting flint with it and making a knife blade out of flint and improving. That's what we seem to aspire to. And to say that we'll be happy if we take all that away, I don't think it's going to work. I think revolution is the order that will happen as a result of this idiotic concept that you'll be happy owning nothing. Because if you own nothing, you'll strive for nothing.
That's right. He says you will eat the bugs and drink the sewer water.
Yeah.
My
answer to the elite that are telling us how to do everything, you guys go first. You want to reduce population? Okay. You guys go first. Lead by example. That's what we do here at USA Prepares. We lead by example. We literally do. We are not news headlines regurgitators. We don't read the news and then vomit it up for everybody to look at. We do talk about the news and how it impacts you and what you can do about it. Solutions to this morass that we all find ourselves in. What are the solutions? And the big one is get out of Dodge. And who's gotten out of Dodge? Your instructors have gotten out of Dodge. We really have. Even Dr. Sergey left New York City to come to Missouri. He got out of Dodge. Greg, thank you so much. We'll see you next week. Bert's up next.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.